Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Jurek. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Tudor. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting second. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Ivey. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tudor fires to first and has Gibson trapped. There's the throw to Hoffman, who tags Gibson for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon takes first base on ball four. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herndon moves to second. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tudor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards the mound. Will Cox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cavill fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jurek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gedman strikes out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-1 in the game. Ivey hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cavill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavill is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavill hits a line drive towards short. Hoffman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Joaquin Fuss reaches second base with a double. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Joaquin Fuss scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brookins scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tudor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek is 0 for 1 in the game. Jurek strikes out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller bunts towards third. Cabell juggles the ball. That's an error on Cabell. Miller moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Boggs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's Red Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into left field. Rice picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rice. Parrish moves to second. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 2 in the game. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jurek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gedman hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jurek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Enos Cabell now playing first base. Lou Whitaker now playing second base. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek is 0 for 2 in the game. Jurek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman bunts towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Jurek moves to second. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jurek scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Trammell is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Turner pinch hits for Lynn Jones. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Turner now playing right field. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Evans strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. the Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Parrish strikes out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-3 in the game. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jurek fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cabell hits a pop-up towards first. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jurek hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Richie Hebner pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Trammell bunts towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to third for the out. Hebner moves to second. One out. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Turner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hebner moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Mark Clear now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Hebner scores. Trammell scores. Turner moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5. And Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.